Heck. So. Well, I'm glad you got one because I looked at the price. I thought, okay, I'll maybe just watch with my own eyes. But they are really cool. I would love to have one of those if Santa Claus is listening right now. So how does it work?
So you set it up with the app to send to take the pictures, okay. And then it sends it to you. And then basically ours is in the front of the library, like where all of our flowers are. We've been getting a little traffic, but we also get a lot of pictures of patrons.
Oh. It's in the front where, you know, in the winter, all of that vegetation is gone. But once it gets a little nicer out, the black-eyed Susans and some of the other grasses and things start filling in. And then I think the birds feel more comfortable that there's a cover nearby, and then they'll come to the feeder. So, well,
but good. We've had a lot of loons this year already.
Really?
There was a whole group of them.
Cool.
And then...
I'm not sure what you call a group of loons.
Me neither.
I'll
have to look that up. I know it's a murder of crows, but I
know. Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, with the crows, but I'm not sure. But anyway, so it's a good bird watching spot at the library, too. So, some of these activities that go along with the Great Wisconsin Birdathon, let's start with some of these fun games that everybody's going to like. Bird related library programs are, let's talk about bird bingo here first.
So this one's pretty simple. You pick up the bird bingo at the library, and then you cross off each section as you read. And you don't have to read anything about birds. It's just that you're reading.
Okay.
And then once you return it, then your name is put in for a drawing for a prize.
So what's that bingo card look like? Are there pictures of birds on there or names of birds on there? And
there's little activities.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Little activities on there. And the bingo is it's probably more child focused, but it's for all ages. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, it sounds like a good grandpa and grandson kind of an activity, if you ask me. Birding 101 will happen on April 18th from 10:30 until 12 o'clock. And North Lakeland Discovery Center coming to town. That's always going to be good.
This Saturday.
Yep. So tell us, what's is it Leisha? Leisha. Okay, what's Leisha going to talk about?
She's going to be having a discussion about birds and identification tips, and then also what useful resources you can either create or see or go and look at to see more birds. And then she's also going to talk about different ways to approach different areas so that you can have a better bird watching experience.
I see.
So.
And let's see here. It says you need to register if you want to take part in this, right? How do you do that?
You just call the library, and then you can sign up for it.
Okay.
Or stop by.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because if you want to come, just come in on Saturday. We'll be in the community room.
Outstanding. So just show up, stop by the library and sign up, or call 453-2455, and that'll make sure you got a seat to see Leisha from the North Lakeland Discovery Center. They are just really, really great people up there. Love what they're doing up there. A guided bird walk is coming up on May 30th, 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. What's that one all about?
We have a local bird watching guide. His name is Chucky, and he'll be coming, and you'll be able to go to the, he'll teach people how to, you'll actually go on a guided walk with him, and he'll point out birds and show you techniques of how to look for things and just help you approach bird walking and see it through different lens.
So. I get it. And so bottom line is to educate about birds. And chances are, if we're outside learning about birds, we'll be getting some fresh air, getting some exercise, and learning something new every time you go out and do it.
And you can also meet people. I know last year when people went on it, they said that they met a new friend.
Oh.
And now they do things together.
Common interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So you never know who you're going to meet or what new thing you're going to learn about it.
Just for me, I think it's important that people have a good appreciation of nature. For me, I'm a fisherman, so I know when I see certain birds coming back, I say, okay, I just see the phoebes and the flickers are back. That means the river's probably at about 45 degrees, which means it's time for me to get out there and do some bass fishing. I know a lot of guys with the crappies and stuff like that. It's about what they're seeing in nature, so being more aware of all these things can help you in a lot of ways. Plus, I think it's just fun.
As an adult, or to encourage it in children.
Yeah.
The more we're
being outside.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, maybe checking out a few books about birds.
Yes.
All of that.
Because as your interest grows, and invariably when you're spending a lot of time outside, you're going to see something that you may not have seen before. You're going out and say, hey, what is that? I better go to the library and check it out.
And we also have bird kits. So if you wanted to first try it out, that either have monoculars or binoculars in them.
And a little field guide included in there.
Okay.
So you could always test it and see, oh, is this something I enjoy?
Zach also said in the news story that you have some kits that have the window stickers to keep the birds from hitting our windows, right?
Yep.
I've had so success with those. They work. I think I'm getting less hits than I used to, but I still get them every once in a while, and it breaks my heart every time. And so, but they do work. I know that they work, but it's not going to eliminate all bird hits. So just I had my thoughts up that, you know, I'm never going to have another bird kill itself hit my window again, but I've lost
a
couple.
Sad thing. Yeah.
It is.
You know what? You have to have windows.
Yeah, you got to have windows. And so the way I do it, I put the stickers up, but I also have a shoebox with a towel underneath it at right by the big window, because the best way to save a bird is not to just let it sit out there, especially when it's cold out. You just get that little guy in your hands and cup your hands over it, put it in that box, make sure there's some air holes in there, but make sure there's a towel underneath there because they need to grip something. They can't grip a cardboard box. Oh. Put that towel in there. They feel secure. And when they really start to grip, they'll let you know when they're ready to start to fly. And just make sure you don't take the cover off in the house. I've had chickadees flying in the house. And once they're loose in the house, it's tough to get them back outside. So watch that cover. But, that's bird watchers. You're going to get a lot of tips like that, I'll bet, all month long here at the library looking at these birds. Heidi and Annette are here with us from the Tomahawk Public Library. Switching gears from birds to our 250th anniversary. I grew up in 1976. It was the bicentennial, and boy, oh boy, was this country excited about that. Oh, you're shaking your head. Annette, you weren't around then, were you? Or I'm sorry, Annette, you were around, but yes, Heidi wasn't around at that time. So
yeah,
you were, but you must have been a very young girl in 1976. But anyway, I remember Annette, the coins came out, the quarters came out,
and it was like, Grandpa gave me he saved a bunch for me. Yep.
Everything was all about the bicentennial, and I think we're starting to catch on. I think it's been kind of a slow build here for our 250th, but I think the momentum is building, and so with the help of the library, we can help that momentum build here as well. The Tomahawk Public Library partnering with the League of Women Voters, presenting two community conversations and a free lunch. The first one is May 7th and May 21st, and they're both at noon. So, Heidi, the first question I have for you is, why are you hosting this event?
It was a webinar that I saw, and they had a grant where you could lead a discussion about the new Ken's Burns, the American Revolution. Mm. And it was just very interesting to me, because I remember as a little girl, also when my grandmother's city went through their centennial, and I remember wearing like my prairie hat, and I loved it. So I was like, oh, how could we start doing things about the 250th? And so I was looking for some different funding or different events that we could possibly host, and this is one of them that came up, and I was like, oh, this is really interesting. I'd like to see if we can do this. So we were lucky and fortunate enough to receive the grant, and then the help through the education and everything for it.
Huh. First thing that comes to mind is, where did these 50 years go? Wow. Like the blink of an eye, if you ask me. So I was aware of that Ken Burns new thing, too, and I'm interested in that as well. So you can call, you can ahead, but again, limited seating, so you need a head count on this one, right?
We have so many people who can come to it because the luncheon is provided.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So we've only ordered for this amount.
Understood.
And so,
RSVPs require if you want to be a part of this. May 7th and the 21st will be lunch served at both.
Yep.
Okay. Getting a lot of head nods here. So lunch at both of them, May 7th, May 21st, 12 noon in the community room. And again, RSVP by stopping by the library. It's always good to stop by or at least give them a call and say, yeah, I'd like to be there. Pollinator library programs for May. I know a lot of people, this is another thing I hear in a lot on Talk Radio. Pollinator gardens are becoming very, very popular. Everybody wants to get more pollinators to their yards, and that's a good thing just for all of us in nature. So how are you going to celebrate and learn more about pollinator and plant picture month of May?
Well, it kind of is a bit of a tie-in with the birds, because we know that birds are also pollinators,
yes,
insects and small animals as well.
Wing stuff.
So, So we thought we'd continue in May, and you know, we always try to do some sort of a focus that has a nature related theme. And then so it was the pollinators for May. So we're going to have a different picture of a pollinator hidden in the children's area that they can find.
Okay.
And then every time someone checks out a book that it is something about a pollinator or a plant, or they can get into a drawing, and we're giving away some bug houses to encourage.
Bug houses?
Like little bee houses and things
like okay.
that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm starting to see those around, too. I never know that was a thing. Maybe it's a new thing, but I've been starting to see those around. The Pollinator and Plant Book Fund. So when you check out a book about pollinators or plants, you're entered for the drawing for the bug house. So that's real easy. I would bet that these scavenger hunts around the library, those searches are very popular with the
Super
kids.
Super popular. The kids are always like, what are we looking for now? And if we don't have one at the current time, they're just like, what? So it's very popular. And we also have some pollinator gardens on the library grounds, too.
Okay.
So, you know, they're not very active right now, but hopefully that won't be too long before things start peeking through.
I don't know about anybody else, but I don't like the new Google. For whatever reason, got used to the old Google, but this new Google is throwing me for a loop. And so I'm thinking maybe time to go back to the old way of doing things and just go to the library, look in a book. Not a bad idea, you two, right?
Yeah. It's all there for you.
Yeah. The doors are right. And no frustration. No frustration. If you need help, you got people that know what they're doing to help you. But those of us that aren't very tech smart or sometimes on our own. Nicolet College Academic Success, starting their basic computer skill class. Can we talk about that one real quick?
It's just a basic class, and they'll also cover some of the information about AI. And then it starts next next week. And sign up is by the end of this week. So you would have to sign up by Friday.
It's only $5 if you want to refresh your computer skills, if you want some, if there's some things you're not sure of. It's a great opportunity.
So is it like typing skills or just what's on the computer and how to navigate it?
How to navigate the computer, like if you needed to open an email account, or if you have questions about how to do things in your email, or whoever ends up in the class, which this class usually ends up being pretty small, so the most they'll take is 10 people.
Okay.
So your answers can also be taken care of.
Understood.
Because they do answering questions.
So if you really need some in-depth help, this will be the place to get it.
Yeah.
Good deal. Let's see, April 19th. Through the 25th. Next week is going to be a big week at the library, and libraries all over this nation. National Library Week. So how are you celebrating here in Tomahawk next week?
Find your joy at the library. That's the theme this year, which we, you know, can't think of much better theme than that. You know, so come in and find your joy. We have so many things that we provide now. We have so many wonderful materials, kits. Of course, books are the best thing, but we have kits. You know, games we've talked about in the past here with you, the programs, the services that we provide. I think people still maybe don't really, I mean, they think of the library in a certain way, maybe just like, oh, I don't read, or I don't have time to go pick out books. But I really hope that people will take a minute in their day or in their week and come by the library. And I think they would be so surprised at what a wonderful resource we are for this community. And we're really proud of that, and we would really like people to come in.
So next week would be the perfect week to do that. Yeah, well, today is always the best day to start something, but next week it's National Library Week, so find your joy at the library and see what our library here. If you've never been into the library, do it next week. At least walk in there and take a look, because we rave about it here all the time. And the first time I walked into our Tomahawk Public Library, I'm thinking, wow, this is here in this little old town. What a fantastic blessing this is here in the town. So it really is a nice place. Happy Library Week next week, you two. We got to wrap things up here in just a little bit, but the weekly program's continuing right through May. Let's go over those. The first one is Let's Move It, Move It, Move It. What's that one all about?
That one is where you and your young child could come and just tumble around and meet other parents and children or caretakers of the area, and you just play.
No one facilitates that one. It's just an open space for people to come.
Good. So if you got kids that need to burn off some sugar, move it, move it, move it at the libraries. Tuesday, 10
until
till 11:30.
Until they can get outside and play.
Yes. What's Tinker Tuesday? Fill me on that again.
That's an after-school program for school age, where they do arts and crafts, and then Legos, which is very popular.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of Legos. And then they do different, sometimes it's a robot, sometimes it's a...
Hexabug.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All the laughter. And it's the little bug that moves around and like...
Seems like you guys get all the coolest toys first. You get first dibs on all the cool toys, try them out at the library, and then they go to the store and buy them up. But so you always a lot of cool stuff that way. Then library time on Thursdays. What happens during library time?
That's a program on Thursday mornings that I facilitate where families, caregivers bring their little ones to come together, and we provide a space for play. We do a craft. There's some singing and music. There's a snack. I read a story to the kids. And it's just a really great opportunity for people, you know, who are staying home, taking care of young people, you know, no matter if they're like a grandparent or, you know, a sitter or a parent, to come and bring their children to this. And, it's a lot of fun.
I'd imagine if a kid's staying with a grandma or any caregiver, if whoever's taking care of the kids say, you know what, it's time to go to the library, I bet that gets those kids really excited. And what's better than an excited kid, right?
It's funny because if they come to the library when it's not library time, they always look over toward there like, aren't we going over there? And not today.
We touch base at least once a month, don't we? We're going to continue that through the summertime again.
Next time we'll be talking about summer.
Good.
Yeah,
summer's
ready. Coming.
We're ready.
I am ready to talk about that. We're going to get a winter visit this weekend.
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But, I'm done with it. We can move right along. But anyway, Heidi and Annette, thank you both for being here this morning. As always, nice to see you. It's nice to learn something. And again, Bluey and Bingo are coming back on Saturday, May 2nd. They got iced out the first time. They didn't make it here. So, again, get ready to see Bluey and Bingo at the library Saturday, May 2nd. Put it on your calendar right now, and your kids are going to thank you when they get home that night. All right, and so going to move on. Ladies, thanks for being
thank
here this
you
morning.
So much.